Get your phones ready to snap a shot at dawn.
If you're on the second level, you're riding above the guardrails. If you're riding early morning, the sunrises, as I am told, are spectacular. So you've got these great views of the city skyline, you've got these great views of the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge.
AC Transit spokesman Robert Lyle says the new million-dollar 13-foot, 6-inch tall buses had to be taken on a dry run down San Pablo and University Avenues in Berkeley to make sure they fit under trees and street signs. The buses debuted last month on two of the busiest corridors. This month, they're expanding to Richmond and Hercules.
FS&J have seen about a 20% increase in ridership just since 2017. So what we knew and what we were hearing from our riders is that they loved the Transbay service. They just wanted a bus with more capacity, and they wanted a bus that was more comfortable. So the benefit of the double-decker bus is it now allows for seating of 78 passengers.
Versus what before?
Roughly 52.
Part of the agency's move to replace its fleet with bigger, cleaner buses. In Oakland, Holly Kwan, KCBS.